Welcome to Connect 2016. Should I add the parentheses and the semicolon too?
Absolutely, I think the double slash.
My name is Seth Juarez. I'm here to help with the pre-show to get started. And also I have to my left,
Dan Fernandez.
That's right, that's Dan
Fernandez. At Daniel Effie, and you are?
Seth Juarez, at Seth Juarez. So if you want to tweet at us, make sure you do that. Again, we're pretty excited because I'm a fan of all things Visual Studio.
And we have a ton of announcements
Absolutely.
Today. And because this is the pre-show, we can't get into it, but there's a lot of stuff. And probably the cool thing is we have the keynote, and then we're going to have live Q&A. So while you're watching the keynote, get those questions prepared. And who do we have that's actually going to be in the keynote today?
You know, we have Scott Gu, Scott Hanselman, Beth Massey, Donovan Brown, Nat Frieder, Miguel De Icaza, Maria Nagaga, Laura Rubelke, Stacey Dorr, and tons more. I mean, look, I feel like, look, I'm super excited because I love Visual Studio.
Yes.
I've been getting sort of the betas of Visual Studio. I'm excited to see what they have to say about those things. But I think even more importantly is what you have to ask, because after the keynote, we also have some live Q&A. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Now, you're going to have a special person on. I've heard vicious rumors on the internet. You, Scott Hunter, and who?
Barney, I believe. No, not Barney. So Scott Hunter and they put it on my screen, guests. So
very special guests.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. The other thing that I'm excited about is to see Miguel De Icaza, because he's kind of a fun guy to watch.
Absolutely. And he'll be on here asking questions. So if folks have questions about Xamarin or anything kind of mobile, or what it's like to work at Microsoft as a new employee.
Oh, man.
It'd be great to kind of hear like what his take is on being a new Microsoft employee.
So we're about 3 minutes away, and so I thought we'd do a little take on some of the guests that are going to be on.
Okay.
Dan and I are going to be splitting duties after the keynote, talking to some guests. And the important thing is to please, please, please have your questions ready and then submit them. I believe there's something below your screen.
Where if you're on channel9.mscn.com, if you're watching the live stream, you should see like a little area to submit your questions. So definitely submit those. And I think one of the key things is, Seth, this is actually a 3-day event. So while we do have the live stream, why don't you talk about some of the stuff happening in day two? Because you're actually flying right here from New York, because we're live in New York, going to fly to Redmond for day two.
That's right. Day two, we have from 8 a.m. Pacific time all the way to 5 p.m. Pacific time. We have tons of panels and demos and such. And during that, the whole thing is going to be live. And not only that, we're going to be taking your questions the whole time. And so it's all about what you want to know, what you want to learn about all of these fantastic things that we're talking about.
And that's all day two.
Day three.
Day three. Tell me about day three.
Two parallel paths. You can watch Microsoft Virtual Academy to learn about web data and cloud application development. Or if you want to tune into Xamarin University, you can learn about mobile and cloud application development. And as you're doing this, please make sure to use the hashtag MSFTConnect. I saw it slide there on the bottom.
MSFTConnect.
I think they were like reminding us to tell everybody.
Oh, that's probably
sort of a passive-aggressive way. Thanks, guys, back there. Seriously.
Absolutely. Now, one of the cool things about this is all the sessions are being recorded, and they will be available on demand. We're actually putting up another 100 videos, on-demand videos, after the keynote as well. So there's going to be a ton of announcements, whether it's Azure, Xamarin, and so on and so forth. So plenty of stuff to fill the downloads on your machine and watch at 1.25 speed.
Yeah, are you 1.25?
I'm a 1.25. Okay. What speed do you do?
You know,
are you a 2X?
I listened to it slowly because I wanted to just sort of
absorb,
distill upon my neurons a little
There's
bit.
Actually, I think 1.25 is my default speed.
Life? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you literally slowing yourself down right now as we speak?
You should see, in my mind, you are just flying.
Awesome. Well, again, we're about 50 seconds out. Just to let you know, there are going to be a ton of announcements. Write down anything that pops when the keynote is happening, because some of the people that are in the keynote or some of the people that work on those products will be here to answer any questions. And I believe straight after, you're going to have the great Scott Guthrie.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm pretty excited to see Scott. I know he's got a ton of announcements to talk about. So it'll be great to actually see what's going on for the keynote. And again, the coolest part about this is it's not just, you know, us telling you. It's that you get to interact and ask us those questions. So if you see something in the keynote, you see something, this is your time to ask. And it's probably a unique thing that Microsoft does as a company.
I love it. Well, we are right about ready to get started. Thanks so much. And we're going to turn it over now to the keynote area.
entire existence has been characterized by looking for the next thing. For some reason, we really need to know. We need to know what's beyond the edge of the visible solar system. The Worldwide Telescope is a software tool that is a personal portal to our solar system and to the universe beyond. What evidence do we have for the existence of Planet Nine? The most obvious is the confinement of distant orbits within the Kuiper Belt. When I first got the plots from Mike and Constantine showing how some of these outer solar system objects are all in these skewed orbits, I was able to draw out all the locations of the objects, and in Worldwide Telescope, that automatically put them in a 3D context. It so turns out that they all point in the same direction. They lie in the same plane. There really is no other way to account for them except for through the gravitational pull of Planet Nine. Everything that we know about the universe and modern astronomy is filtered through code.
There are sensors all over the world, telescopes looking up, there's spacecraft orbiting different planetary bodies, and they're sending data back to the Earth. Worldwide Telescope was built with .NET. Data sets are sent into the cloud in Azure. The metadata behind it is managed by a SQL server. It's made accessible to everybody on any browser through WebGL.
Developers have the chance to bring the universe to all of the devices we use in our life, to find new ways and new pieces of the universe to express to us through this software. With Planet Nine, the amount of additional information that we will learn will be staggering. This will reveal our birth story to us. Collaborations between companies like Microsoft and institutions like Caltech are exceedingly important. Worldwide Telescope and how we've used it is just one example. Planet Nine is the planet of our generation. The next generation will find out what is beyond that frontier. Welcome to Connect.